This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in mainland China has now exceeded 1,600 people as of the end of Saturday, up from 142 the previous day. The country's National Health Commission made that announcement Sunday morning. The number of new deaths in China's central Hubei province from the coronavirus outbreak rose by 139 as of Saturday. Across mainland China, the total accumulated number of infections so far reached nearly 70,000. Meanwhile, the United States and Japan are coordinating the return of nearly 400 American passengers from a cruise ship that's anchored at Yokohama, even as the World Health Organization warns the virus is unpredictable. Adam Reed reports.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That's Adam Reed reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining Beijing plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Esper emphasized the U.S. does not seek conflict with China, but he voiced concern over what he said were China's goals to modernize its military by 2035. This is VOA News. A day after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says a truce agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban is not without risk, but it does look promising. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
It looked very promising.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it would involve a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks before signing.
That means taking some risk.
Peace talks between the Taliban and Afghanistan's government will begin within 10 days of the signing.
We can only be governed in a democratic system. We're a pluralistic society.
President Ashraf Ghani says as long as Afghanistan remains democratic, the Taliban is not much of a threat.
I think the society has been immunized against that type of radicalism. Because if the Taliban had support, why would they be so afraid of elections?
It all could lead to an 18-month phased withdrawal of U.S. forces. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Diplomats from countries that lost citizens when Iran shot down a Ukrainian airliner pressured Iran's foreign minister for more cooperation from Tehran on the investigation. The ministers met with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. Canadian Foreign Minister Francois-Philippe Champagne said that the pressed Iran for swift compensation for families of the 176 victims.
We pressed Iran on the need for swift compensation to be provided to the families of the victims in accordance with international standards.
Of the 176 victims, 57 were Canadian citizens, along with Ukrainians, Swedes, Afghans, Britons, and Iranians. Canada and its allies are pushing Tehran to release the black boxes from the doomed 737 plane so the data can be analyzed in France. The Human Rights Watch organization on Saturday urged Europe's defense officials to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to put an end to the humanitarian crisis in Syria's Idlib province. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, HRW Director Kenneth Roth described Russia as the key to ending the crisis because of its ongoing support of the Assad regime.
It's time for Europe to start exercising that leverage and to insist that there will be severe consequences if Putin proceeds in authorizing this bloodbath in Idlib.
Hundreds of thousands are scrambling to escape a widening multi-front assault on rebel-held areas of Idlib, but Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces, who are supported by Moscow, Roth criticized the shockingly little attention dedicated to the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Syria at the conference. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.